Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson's team of experts and strategic consulting approach utilize the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Before we get rolling with the current information, a programming note, with President George Bush addressing the economy at 9:30 this morning, the opening market report will be preempted, but we will air it live on the web. Go to WILLAG.org and click on the analysis audio tab, or you can also receive that report as well as all of our agricultural programming via podcast. Go to our website at WILLAG.org and click on the Pod Will Ag Podcasts link in the right navigation window. NASS reports as of April 27th that 10% of the national corn crop has been planted, compared with 4% last week and the five-year rolling average of 35%. In the first soybean report of the season, 2% is planted, compared with 3% a year ago and the five-year rolling average of 5%. Winter wheat was rated 46% good to excellent, compared with 45% last week. We'll discuss the implications of those numbers in just a few minutes with Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Cash hog prices in the Midwest today remain steady to $1 per hundredweight higher amid continued strong packer demand for hogs. Terminals are called steady to a dollar higher top prices from 45 to 50-50. Peoria called a dollar higher today with a top price of $45. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Monday, April 28th, negotiated swine purchases were 16,585 for the base market hog. On a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $57 to $75. The weighted average was $71.21, a gain of $2.44 from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $42.52 to $58.11. The weighted average was $54.40. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 23,962. The base price range was $58 to $78.50. The weighted average, $73.20, a gain of $1.25 from last Friday. On the live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $42.74 to $58.50. The weighted average, $55.50. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola, and Mike, with planting being so far behind thus far, the week ahead becomes very critical for the weather.
Well, Dave, we should have real nice conditions as long as the fields are not too wet immediately, and the soil temperatures are going to warm up once again as the core of cold air starts to drift a little bit further to the east. Now, it will be another very cold night across northern and portions of central Indiana, and they may have some pockets of frost and freezing with temperatures just below the freeze mark across northern Indiana. But dry conditions will be with us for the next couple days. There will be another weather system that brings chances for showers and thunderstorms into the western portion of the Corn Belt around Wednesday evening and through Thursday. And that will push to the east for Thursday and Friday. Widespread rain will affect the region through Saturday. Another round of rain is being indicated by the computer models from Missouri into the lower portion of the eastern Corn Belt starting on Sunday. And scattered showers and occasional precipitation all the way through May 7th. So soaking rain not expected, but there will be some delays to field work. Locations from Nebraska through northern Ohio should see field work accomplished during the early and middle portion of next week. Right now, the outlook for May 7th through the 13th does include frequent rains across the Midwest. Most of the precipitation not expected to be very heavy or widespread, and field work should continue in some locations with planting progress still likely remaining below the usual pace. And the biggest planting delays over the next couple weeks will be across the northeastern belt and possibly in Michigan as well. This morning we did have temperatures that dropped below freezing across portions of mainly western and northern Illinois, but warming up in the next couple mornings will not be as cold. In fact, tomorrow morning temperatures will probably be dropping into the middle 30s, and after that back into the 40s and even 50s for overnight lows, while high temperatures climb back into the 60s for tomorrow, and most areas by Thursday will be in the 70s. Another shot of moderately cooler, more seasonal air pushing into the area for the weekend. As far as the delta in the southeast, rain showers brought precipitation from southwestern Georgia and northern Florida through Virginia yesterday. Rainfall amounts anywhere from a quarter up to three quarters of an inch, with lighter totals from eastern Georgia through eastern South Carolina. A few locations in northern Alabama likely saw some frost this morning, but no negative impact on crops expected there. Rain will cause deteriorating conditions for field work in the delta and the southeastern states over the next week. Widespread rain expected late this week into early weekend before a couple of days of mostly dry weather, and another round of widespread rain is expected during the early to middle portion of next week. Forecast beyond May 8th in the Delta and May 9th in the southeastern states calls for additional rain of lighter intensity, and planting conditions should improve there. Out west, there are still some pockets that do need some precipitation. Another storm system coming into the Pacific Northwest. Warm, dry weather there is promoting field work, although wildfires remain a threat from the Four Corners region into the southwest. And in the plains, dry weather favors field work, although much of the high plains winter wheat crop does need moisture to improve yield potential, and particular drought causing some deteriorating crop conditions across Texas, Colorado, and Montana. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at 872, up two last trade, up 1.5. July, 871, down three quarters, last trade, up 2.75. May wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 825, down one, last trade, up 4.75. July, 841.25, up a quarter, last trade, up 4.25. May corn opened at 606, up six, last trade, up nine. July, 620, up 6.5, last trade, up 9.5. December, 638. Up 7.75, last trade up 9.5. May beans opened at 12.87, up 3.5, last trade up 2.25. July, 13.04.5, up 7, last trade up 2.5. November, 11.99.75, up 3.25, last trade up 8.5. July soybean meal opened at 336.10, up 60, last trade up 110. July soybean oil opened at 58.69, up 21, last trade down 20. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
What is the trade going to make of yesterday afternoon's NAS numbers?
Well, we had only 10% planted in the nation. A year ago, we were at 20. The average 5-year was 35. I think it depends a lot now on what we get done this week. We usually, the following week is well over 50 on the 5-year average, and I was kind of surprised that overnight we only were up 8 to 9 on corn. I thought we might be up more due to the low planting number, but I think, the forecasts of open weather for a couple more days before rains maybe has got trade thinking we'll get a lot more planted this week.
We sure do need it. Illinois, 6 versus 55. Indiana, 11 versus 30. Iowa, 3 versus 33. Nebraska, 9 versus 21. Ohio, 9 versus 31. We're way behind.
Way behind. We still have, the people that talk about late planting causing lot less yields, if you go through research, late planting doesn't start until almost mid-May. So we still have another 10, 12 days of optimum planting for corn.
But you think another leg higher possible? The technicals look good.
Oh, yeah. I think we could easily try to July, go to the 80-85 area, and December, go try the 675 to 95 area. But last night, we didn't try those at all. If we can't try them today, I think you'd have to wait and look at next week's planting progress to try to make it a higher high.
Looking at trade recently, it looks to me that new crop beans is becoming such that you can lose it to the old crop beans in a spread.
Right. I think that's very possible. With the late planting in corn industry at this time is thinking, well, we'll have more bean acres. I don't know if that's true or not, but we still have a lot of time to plant corn. It's just that it's later than we've been lately, and we still have this fear in the corn of if we plant after May 10th, it hurts our yield bad, and I think research goes later than that.
All right, then. Give us your calls for this morning, please.
This morning's calls are corn 8 to 10 higher, soybeans 3 to 9 higher, wheat 1 to 4 higher.
And very quickly, calls over at CME Livestock.
We're calling cattle and hogs both mixed, a little higher, a little lower.
Thank you very much, Pete.
Thank you, Dave.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org.